This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Former U.S. President Donald Trump pleaded not guilty to dozens of criminal counts for mishandling some of the U.S. government's most sensitive secrets and scheming to prevent their return in a historic appearance Tuesday in federal court. The former president and the favorite to fight next year's election for the Republicans gave himself up to U.S. Marshals in Miami for a brief hearing that set up the unprecedented scenario of a White House race litigated from the courtroom as well as the ballot box. U.S. President Joe Biden is determined to say as little as possible about his predecessors becoming the first ex-president to face federal charges, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The president's repeatedly refused comment on a case that's historic for him, too, as the first incumbent whose administration has indicted his chief political rival. And the president's facing his own special counsel probe into classified documents. Number two House Republican Steve Scalise is among those saying the president weaponized the Justice Department.
I have a good day for the idea that justice should be blind.
But the president's adamant.
I have never once... not one single time suggested to the Justice Department what they should do or not do relative to bringing a charge or not bringing a charge. I'm honest.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg met with President Biden in the Oval Office of the White House on Tuesday, telling the U.S. leader Ukraine was making progress against Russia.
And the support that we are providing together to Ukraine is now making a difference on the battlefield as we speak. Because the offensive is launched and Ukrainians are making progress.
This is VOA News. Rwandan refugees and asylum seekers in Malawi say they fear being deported or losing their right to stay in the country following steps by the government to apprehend refugees wanted in their home countries on various charges. Lamek Messina reports from Lantyre.
The Rwandan refugees expressed their fears in a statement following the deportation Monday of a Rwandan genocide suspect, Vincent Gendahimana Kanyoni, who was indicted in 2019. In a statement, a refugee group called Concerned Rwandan Refugees said Malawi should be cautious with requests from the Rwandan government. The group said Rwanda might be playing what it called the genocide card to target political opponents in exile. Lamek Masina for VOA News. Blanta, Malawi.
Johannesburg is due to host a U.S.-Africa trade summit later this year, but a group of U.S. lawmakers wrote a letter saying it should be moved, citing South Africa's deepening military relationship with Russia. Reuters correspondent David Doyle reports.
In the U.S. letter, lawmakers said they were seriously concerned that hosting the summit in South Africa would serve as an implicit endorsement of South Africa's damaging support for Russia's invasion of Ukraine. South Africa has declared its neutrality in the Ukraine conflict, which Russia calls a special military operation. However, the letter also appeared to back up an accusation by the U.S. ambassador to South Africa that a sanctioned Russian vessel collected weapons at a South African naval base last year. South African officials say they are not aware of such an arms transfer and have launched an independent inquiry.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. British police said a man had been arrested on suspicion of murder after three people were found dead on the street in the central English city of Nottingham on Tuesday, and three were injured after an attempt to run them over with a van. Paul McCartney says artificial intelligence has been used to create what he calls the last Beatles record. AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
Paul McCartney is all in favor of artificial intelligence. He tells the BBC that Peter Jackson, the director of the 2021 documentary The Beatles Get Back, used AI to separate John Lennon's voice from an old demo. McCartney says that gave them a pure vocal to mix for a song to be released later this year. McCartney did not name the song, but the BBC says it's likely an unfinished 1978 track called Now and Then. McCartney also says AI is how he was able to duet virtually with Lennon in concert at the Glastonbury Festival last year. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA News.